Welcome to 2022 Tonks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
This is the result of efforts of grassroots action, strategic initiative, very clear planning from our union, but then action by people in each of their congressional districts.
Association of Flight Attendants President Sarah Nelson announced a new federal rule requiring flight attendants to receive at least 10 hours rest between shifts. Airlines will have 90 days to comply once the rule takes effect. The Supreme Court heard oral arguments Tuesday challenging Alabama's new congressional map. Advocates argued the state violated the Federal Voting Rights Act by diluting the political power of black voters when it failed to create a second district in which they make up a near majority. Justice Elena Kagan.
You're looking at a state where there are 27% of the population is African American, but only one of seven districts.
President Biden meets today with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and tourist damage in Fort Myers from Hurricane Ian. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
When it comes to delivering and making sure that the people of Florida have what they need, especially after Hurricane Ian, we are working as one.
Vice President Kamala Harris spoke Tuesday at the second meeting of the Federal Task Force on Reproductive Health Care Access.
Today, extremist so-called leaders are attacking the freedom and liberty of millions of women. At a state level in Arizona, for example, a judge recently upheld an 1864, that's not a statute, that's the year, 1864 abortion ban with no exceptions for rape or incest.
Abortion now ranks in the top five issues among Latino voters, according to Clarissa Martinez de Castro of Unidos U.S. Martinez de Castro says long-term trends are shifting heading into midterm elections.
Latinos have tended to about two-thirds support Democrats, about one-third support Republicans. The Republican Party had lost some ground in that third of support.
The Education Department says some borrowers with Perkins loans and federal family education loans may no longer be eligible for debt relief. Young America's Foundation President Scott Walker says today's students eye the cost of college with more skepticism than ever before.
What we saw is the universities just said, oh, great, so our students have more access to loans they can take out to pay higher tuition, and they kept jacking up tuition up along the way.
I'm Nadia Ramlagan for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.